Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in Talmudic methodology. We'd like to dedicate the shiur, the schuz for Rufo Yoshev and Sarachana, Racham Atzman ben Marcel, and his Bar Peral Chaya, Bas Esther Pesel, Rav Svi Yisrael Benita Fega, Pesach Shal Chole Yisrael. We are in the Sefer Hamidus Lecheker HaAlacha, in the second volume, Os Chav Tes, says Rav Amiel, V'achin lefi ze yotze shesof sof, yesh avdel be'etzem bein dinei mamonot le'dinei nefashot ha'malkot. So according to what he said previously, it comes out that there's a difference between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos and malkos. Shesham anu drushim le'edut, shehem yekaymu et etzem hadavar, sherei b'li edim, lo mo'ila shum umdana ba'olam. Without Edim, no umdana helps when it comes to dinei nefashos. By dinei nefashos, we need them to be mekayim the etzem hadavar. Like we find in Sanhedrin 37b, Tanya, Amar Shimon ben Shetach, Erebe nechamayim lo ra'iti echad sheratz, achar chavero lechurva, v'ratzti acharav ra'iti sayef biyado, v'damo metaftef, v'harug mefarper, v'amarti lo rasha, mi harago laze, או אני או אתה, אבל מה עשה שאין דמך מסור בידי, שרי אמרה תורה, על פי שניים עדין, יומת המת. So you have a story here, Shem ben Shetach says, I saw someone running after his friend into a deserted place, and ran after him. He's holding a sword. When I get there, he's holding a sword filled with blood, and there's a guy who's bleeding to death. And I said to him, Russia, who killed this guy, me or you? Obviously you did. What am I supposed to do that your blood is not given over into my hands? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnai made him Yumas Hames. Shezot Omeret, explains Rav Amiel, Shalom Moila Shum Umdana Shebaolam Baon Shehaguf Baon Hashaguf Uvdinei Mamanot Yicholim Beidin Lefsok Al Pi Umdana Levad. So, when it comes to Dinei nefashos, onshei aguf, no umdana is going to help. Even though you have an umdana, you have circumstantial evidence that it's so, that he killed him. Gornish is gehelfen, it doesn't help us. And dinei mamonos, based in kinpaskin, based on umdana. Umeila yotze, shesof sof, I'm skipping a little bit, shebedinei mamonot, אין עדים בעצמם המה מקיימי דבר, אלא שהם רק הגורמים להיקום דבר, שבעיקר זה נעשה על פי בית דין. So in דיני מאמנס, the Edim are not מקיים the thing itself. They're גורם, and it's the Beis Din who makes it happen. So when it comes to dinei nefashos, the edus are makayim the etzem hadavar. When it comes to dinei mamonos, no. The etzem hadavar is the metzius, and they're goreim to the yakum davar, which is done by the metzius and al pi beis din. Ultimately, the beis din is making the davar. Whereas when it comes to dinei nefashos, it's the Edim. That's why an umdana doesn't help, because you need Edim. Even though the Beis Din knows what's going on, without Edim they can't do anything. But by dinei mamonos, they can paskin based on umdana, because it's the Beis Din making it happen. They don't really need the Edim, if Edim aren't necessary in this situation. וזה אפשר למצוא נימוק חדש בזה שאיננו מוצאים ממון שאיננו מוצאים בממון הדין של כאשר זמן ולא כאשר עשה. We know that when it comes to dinei nefashos, we say כאשר זמן, if he intended to kill, get somebody, have somebody killed, and he was actually killed, then they're not killed. It's only כאשר זמן he intended to do it, and then they say, Imaru Yisem Makom Ploni. So then these Edim get the same punishment they intended to give. That's if they're Zomeim to do it, that's if they have intention to do it. But if the din was actually carried out, then they're Pater. So we say that by Nefashis, we don't say that by Mamanis. So the Rishonim discuss why not. Tosim of Kamed Avdalim with Beitz, Shittim Kubetz is failed. Ach lefi zehu pashut. Ki b'mamon gam hu mutza psak lepoal, ein ze nekra kasher asa. It's pashut, because by Mamanis, even if the psak was carried out, it's not kasher asa. Ki lo ha'edim heim ha'osim. It's not the edim who are doing it. Ela ha'dayanim heim ha'osim, v'edim heim rak ha'gormim, v'asiyat ha'dayanim. It's the dayanim who are doing it, and the edim who are the gormim. Abav dinei nefashot, sha'edim ba'atzmam heim ha'mekaymei davar, hine im yetze psak lepoal, זה באמת בכלל ולא כאשר עשה של העדים. When it comes to דיני נפשס, the Edim themselves are doing it. If the psak comes out לפועל, it's כאשר עשה, they did it. So that's why we can say by נפשס, כאשר זמה ולא כאשר עשה, because they're the ones doing it. But not by Mamanis, because it's the Bezen doing it, not the Edim. ואומנם לפי זה יצא, דבקנס שגם כן אין החיוב אלא על ידי עדים דווקא. שגם שם יהיה הדין של כאשר זמן ולא כאשר עשה. When it comes to knas, which is the chiyuv is only through edim, there also there's going to be a din of kasher zaman ולא כאשר עשה. Because by Knas, they're the ones making it happen. So there you have a Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa, if they try to be Mechayev Knas. Ulam Zeya Mitli Tali B'machloket HaRamban V'HaRavad. However, this Shailov by Knas, we say Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa, if they're the ones making it happen, that is going to be Talui in the Machloket Ramban Ravid. Immoil migu lechayev knas. Do we say migu? Can a migu be mechayev a knas? Sheyadua sheleshitat haravad shekevan shemode beknas patur. Ein shum emtzai sheyichayev zulat ha'adat edim. That the Ravid holds that since mode beknas is pater, there's no means that's going to be mechayev knas except the testimony of witnesses. If there's no testimony of witnesses, then there's going to be no knas. The Ravid in his Asagas on the Rif, Miksubas Daf Mem Aleph on Aleph, writes that the halacha is paskin, that amodu b'knas, ve'achar kach bo edim, pater. Somebody admits a knas, and then afterwards the edim come, he's pater. And even if the Baal Din is Tofes, after the Hodah, Bezin's going to take it away from him. And even if the Baal Din is Tofes before the Hodah, and then afterwards the Nidon is Modeh, the Hodah is also going to pater him. And even though Tfisa is effective to be Mechayev B'Knasos, it is not considered like that Edim came, that Hodah shouldn't be effective. So you could do Tfisa by Knasas, but it's not like Edim came. So Memela, if a person was Moda before Edim, then he's Pater. And he's mistapek b'mi she'tafas shelo b'fnei edim. Somebody's toe-faced, not in front of edim. So he's ne'eman to say that his friend is chayev, this knas to him. Migu, he could have said he wasn't toe-faced anything. So is what he is Naman Bimigu considered like Adam came, and Hodah shouldn't be effective anymore? Or Ne'amanus Bimigu is equal to Ne'amanus Avodas Baal Din? That's not Mechayeves Beknasos, and therefore the Hodah will be effective to Pater. If a person's mode of knas, he's Pater. So therefore do we say that being Toface is like Bo Adam, and therefore the Hodah is no longer effective after the Tfis of the Knas? Or do we say no? It's effective even after the Tfisa. A person can be Moda even after the Tfisa and be Pater from this Knas. So the Ramban holds that Tfisa that has a Migu Vadai Shemechayevet B'Knas Sharei Lo Patra Torah אלא מי שתחייב על פי עצמו. אבל זה שבית דין מחייב על פי נאמנותו הוא בכלל אשר ירשיעון אלוקים. ושוב, אין הודעת בעל דין פותרת. רמבן holds that there's only a din of אשר ירשיעון אלוקים פרט למרשיעס עצמו. But here it's not a din of Marshias Atzma. By Amigu it's not considered Marshias Atzma. So therefore the Ramban holds that this Migu is enough to be Mechayev Knas. And the Ravid says no, he's not sure. He thinks maybe since Moda B'Knas is Pater, So Migu of this person who's Tofes the Knas is not going to be Mechayev the Knas. If you don't have Edom, it's nothing. So what's their Machlokas? Their Machlokas is by Knas do we say that the Metzius is Mechayev like Mammon? There's just a din that if one is Modeh B'Knas, he's Pater. Or is the Knas like Dinei Nefashos, that not the Metzius alone is Mechayev? You also need Hadas Edim. You need the Edim. It's not enough just to have the judges being Mechayev like Mammon. You need Edim. So according to the Ravid, by a knas, you need Edim. If there's no Edim, there's nothing. Whereas according to the Ramban, Amigu works. Amigu works. Because here, he was Toface, and it can work even without Edom. Just like Mammon works without Edom, if you have an Umdina by Mammon, it works. Because there the Metzius is Mechayev, here also the Metzius is Mechayev. This Migu that he has is a strong enough Metzius to be Mechayev the Mammon. So Rav David Povarsky writes that the machlokas here is that the Ravid holds that a migu like this is Dino Kemigu Lahotzi Sheino Moel. Because Beis Din can't paskin a Chiyuv Knas unless there's a Beiru Gomer on the Chiyuv. Migu's not a Beiru Gomer. Because a Migu only works Lahachzik Velo Lahotzi. Lachainin Lachayiv Knas Al Piv. That's the Ravid. You can't be Machayiv Knas because it's not a Beiru Gomer. So Beis Din can't be Machayiv. The Ramban holds Sha'av she'ein chiyuv knas b'lo p'sak din Beis Din b'kol mokum l'kabei Beis Din ein chilek b'ein she'chayiv b'knas b'mamon v'chol ma she'mor l'chayiv b'mamon yuchol Beis Din l'chayiv al piv knas v'gam miku b'chlal. So just like Rav Amiel, Rav Dov Pavrasky also goes in the Mahalach that it's like mamon. Knas is like mamon. So if a migu works by mamon, a migu is also going to work by knas. And the Ravid holds no. That we're going to compare knas to dinei nefashos. They actually need eidim, and no migu is going to work. Rav David says it's because it's not a beiru gomer. Migu is not a beiru gomer. You can't be motzi mamon. Shach and the Aviyezri, Geneva, Perak Beis, Halachiyat Beis, Divor Masala Sagas, is Mavar, the Suck of the Ra of the Ravid. But in order to be Mechayiv Knas, you have to Mavar in the Beis Din, the Chiyuv itself. But through Amigu, there's no bearer of the Chiyuv. Shrei Lohaya Amigu Moa Lahotzi, the Amigu wouldn't be enough to be Motzi. Amigu's only Moa Lahachzik is Mashatofas. Since it wasn't Mizbar that there's a Chiyuv, there's no chiyuv knas, and therefore the tefisa is also not effective. Akopanim, this shaila of ours of whether by knas there's a din of kasher zaman b'glo kasher asa. So if you compare it to dinei nefashos, that it's the Eidim who are doing it, it's the Eidim who are making it happen, then there would be a din of kasher zaman below kasher asa. So once it's already done, once they're mechayiv the knas, it's too late. And the Ravid would seem to go along with this according to our analysis. Because the Ravid holds that since modu knas is patur, there's no way to be mechayev without Eidim. Even Amiga won't help to get a hold of this knas. Because you need Eidim, because Eidim make it happen. Ramban holds it could be done without Eidim. It's also machlokas Rashi Tosin Bavakama Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that by knas there's no chiyuv until after Gemar Din. So what's the reason for this? Is the reason because until the Gemara Din, if he's Mode, he'll be Pater? That's the Shita of Rashi. Or, like Tosis holds, that before the Gemara Din, there's no Chiyuv. So, if you hold like Rashi, so then you can say Pshat is that the Metzias is Mechayiv like Mamon. Just as a din, in the meantime, modu b'knas pater. But the metzias is mechayev. But until the gemar din, he can still be modu. So that's Rashi. Rashi says, if he's modu until the gemar din, he's pater. Tosis holds there's no chiyuv. According to Rashi, it's a chiyuv. He just has time until the Gemara Din to be moda. Tosis holds there's a bechal no chiyuv. Why does Tosis hold bechal there's no chiyuv? Because it's like dinei nefashos. Till the Eidim come and the Beis Din paskins and nothing happens. So according to the second side, that it's like dinei nefashos, we'll say kasher zaman below kasher asa. There's mamish a din of asiyah here. It's them doing it. They're not the edim. Are not just goring. They're actually doing it. And with this, we can also be metareitz the kasha that they ask. Kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidim chayavim. Kohanim were mefagel. They did pigul in the base of mikdash. If they do it b'mezid, they're chayav because they cause damage. They're mefagel the korban. So we see that hezek b'dibur is called hezek mamish. So if that's the case, why be'edim she'amru sheker hayadno lo chayavim rak medina de garmi? Why is it only dina de garmi when edim are made b'sheker? It's mazik mamish. They're mazik alidei dibur, just like kohanim shepiglu b'mikdash. So based on what we said, the difference is pashut. Omer harav amiel ki b'pigul hinei etzem ha'machshava ha'dibur shel ha'pigul hu she'posel et ha'korban. באופן שבפסול הקורבן יש פעולות ההזק של המזיק. By pigol, it's the etzem achshav, the etzem dibur that passes the korban. Remember, that's the mazik. But be'ed sheker who are mechayiv somebody, it's not the edim who are doing it, it's the beisdin. Beisdin are the mekayim davar. The edim just were matter the beisdin. The edim just misled the beisdin. So, in such a case, they're not going to be considered a mazik mamish, they're going to be considered Garme. They're just causing the damage, but they're not the it's not the damage itself, because they're just causing the Beis and the Paskin the way they Paskin. Whereas by Kohanim Shepiglu by Mikdash, it's their Maisa Dibur that did it, just like the Edim by Dine Nefashos. Dine Nefashos, without Edim, nothing happens. Can't be somech on any umdenes. So it's the edim or mekayim davar. Whereas by the maimonides, it's really the beisdin or mekayim davar. The edim are just causing it. So memela kohanim shepiglu v'mikdash, they're doing the etzem ma'isa of mazik. So they're chayiv. Hashem came the edim by maimonides. They're just causing it to happen, but they're not the osei davar themselves. It's the beisdin who are doing it. So therefore, they only have a din of garmei. ובעצם המקור של ההנחה שאינחם שבדיני נפשות העדים בעצמם הם המקיימי דבר, הוא איש לא אומר בזה שום אומדינה, ובדיני ממנות העדים, באים רק כדי להקים את ידיעת הבית דין בזה, נראה שאנו למדים את זה מהתורה גופה. You can actually learn this chiluk, this assumption that we made, that in דיני נפשות, it's the edim themselves who are המקיימי דבר. Since there's no אומדינה involved, so you ממש need these edim. And דיני ממנס, the edim are making what the Beisdin says. So this can be learned from the Torah. It says Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Davar. By Dinei Nefashos it says Al Pishnaim Edim Yumat Hamet. So from the first pasuk we can learn that they're Mekayim the Davar Lifnei Beisdin. Aval Etzem Hakovim Shel Adavar Hem Adayanim. It's the Dayanim who are making it happen. They're Mekayim the Davar, and it's the Dayanim who are actually causing it to happen. They're just lifting it up, but the Dayanim are doing it. And by Dina Nefashos, Al Pishnaim Edim Yumat Hamet, it's the Edim who are Yumas Hames. Ubechlal ze Gamin Gamkein Malkus, also, it's them doing it, Mali Katle Kuli, Mali Katle Palgi, kill him partially, kill him fully. So, Mamela, it's gotta be, it's the Edim doing it, Yumas Hames, Al Pishnaim Edim Yumas Hames, they're the one doing the killing. So it's directly from them, whereas when it comes to Mamanis, they're just making it, but it's the Beis Din who are ultimately doing it. They're goring the Yakum Davar, but it's the ones who are actually the Maisa carrying it out. That's the Beis Din. You need the Beis Din. Whereas the when it comes to Nefashos, there it's the Edim who are doing it. You need Edim. Omdenes don't work, so the role of the Edim is much more essential when it comes to Nefashos than when it comes to Mamanis. Uvknas shekamu yesh machloket im mitzut ba'atzma mechayevet kebuchol mamon rak ha'chidush hu she'adar poteret o shezeo kamo b'dinei nefashot she'rak ha'edim mechayevim. So by knas, as we said, there's a machlokes. Is the metzias itself machayev, like mammon? And just the chiddush is that hodah patters. Or is it like DNA nefashos, that only the Eidim are mechayiv? So it would appear that the machlokas is ki mitzad echad gam knas hu b'chlal onshin. On one hand, knas is also included in punishment. V'alashon knas gufa mochiach al zeh shekol achiyuv hu kedei leknos et oseh avla. Knas shows that lashon, that it's just to penalize the one who did something wrong. V'tzad sheni hu lo sof hine zeh sof sof lo onesh b'guf ach b'mamon. U'melei safek im lachnis et zeh b'chlal al pi shnayim edim yakum davar k'b'chol dinei mamonot. So on one hand it's included in punishment, knas. Tacheni, sof, it's not an onesh beguf. It's an onesh, but it's not beguf, it's b'mamon. So should we include it in Al Pishnai Meidim Yakum Darba like Mamanus? Or Al Pishnai Meidim Yomas Hameis? And in that is included all the Onshin, even Onish Knas. Baruch Hashem, we discuss some very important Yanim here. And obviously there's so much more to say. We have another thousands of shiurim left just in this topic alone, and Talmudic methodology, and obviously on this particular inyan, also very, very chashiv. So give ourselves a bracha, we should be able to continue. L'moru l'lami l'shom v'las l'kaim z'kol d'vei tzal m'taras v'yahava v'simcha v'tuv lev of merov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you.